If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is September the 27th, 2022, and today the topic is misconceptions. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is Tuesday. We are near the end of September. Can you guys believe it? Yeah, shout out to my guy, you know, Ewan over in Australia. I know he's like, man, it's another Monday. I know, friend, it is what he was talking about yesterday. But yeah, we are nearing the end of September. October is right around the corner. And just a lot of good things in store, I believe. As for me, yesterday, I pretty much just tried to just unload, download, however you would think, like unload all the things that I received over the weekend, all the knowledge, wisdom, tried to start putting some things in place, you know, make that plan and everything like that. Shout out to my homegirl Summer, because we chit-chatted about some ideas, going to hold each other accountable in this season. And then shout out to my guy, Kelvin. Y'all may know that he's, you know, the co-star of the Cast movie, but he also started his own business as well. And, you know, cheers to him as well, because he also got a new home. He got a new home. And so, yeah, I decided to become, I guess, his first customer of sorts. because I know, I guess, part of his business endeavors is, I guess, helping people with financial planning and things like that. And so I was like, bro, look, I think it's time. Your girl need to work on some things. So we had a consultation yesterday. And, you know, so yeah, that was part of me making some moves towards doing things a little different and getting to a better place, overall, not just financially, but yeah, overall, when it comes to business and whatnot. So yeah, that's what yesterday looked like for me. You know, different conversations as well, you know, talk to a few other people, outside of them, but yeah, that's what my Monday looked like. Kind of chill, but kind of not. you know, as for today, I know that later on this evening, your girl's going to be kind of busy. I know, I think I have a couple episodes of GSL. I know I got like another, a virtual meeting, and then I'm supposed to do financial fitness, but I see that somebody signed up to be on GSL a little bit around that time. So we're going to see what the Lord do with all of that, but I say all that to say that I guess today is kind of busy. But, you know, again, I'm grateful that I woke up this morning, brought out a bushy tail to do the juice. So I did my prayer meditation this morning, and it was pretty good, even though I don't really remember it in this moment, because you know how I be. I end up getting engulfed in my mind and whatever I end up studying, and then I'm like, what was the prayer meditation about? But again, y'all know that I use the Soul Space app. So, I mean, obviously you can go listen to it for yourself. And again, this is not sponsored. I literally have been using them since I started this whole journey with the juice. So shout out to them for being, you know, consistent and a great product to have just available to get my mind right every day. To prepare to, you know, share with you all whatever the Lord gives me. And so, basically, after I did the prayer meditation, the phrase, the word perception came into my heart of mind. And then kind of with the focus of an unclear perception. And I was like, okay, that's interesting, because I know that I definitely have been there. How many of us have been in a place where we feel like, man, like, you know, someone is looking at you and I guess they're saying things about you or treating you some type of way that is totally the opposite of who you are. For me, I definitely have been there. I know those of you all that follow me consistently, then in this, you guys may have heard my testimony about my ex, the boyfriend that I had before I met my husband and everything like that. And one of the things that I usually say to describe what our dynamic was like is that although he was probably the guy that was with me the longest, well, before my husband, because, obviously he's been with me the longest now, but at that time, he was somebody that was with me probably the longest relationship that I had been in my adult life. But I feel like he didn't know me or my qualities. I feel like he didn't, like, if my qualities were in a list and put into a pile of other women and their qualities, he wouldn't have been able to pick mine out. That's how I felt, and that was the description that came into my heart and mind regarding him and our dynamic. So, yeah. And that was always like confusing to me at that time because I'm like, man, you've been with me the longest. Like, you should know me the best, like, out of everybody that I've dealt with. But, it's like the way you treat me is like I am somebody totally different from who I ever knew myself to be. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been in that place where I felt like people have had misconceptions or maybe even misperceptions about me. But hey, I can say that there's times that I might have had that about other people as well, right? Like, for example, again, my husband is a great example of this. Like, he has like dry humor, and because of my quote unquote triggers and PTSD with critiques and all this type of stuff, I usually kind of, whatever my husband say, sometimes he might be joking, but I kind of take it seriously because I just think about the things that he's saying, and I take it seriously. And so I have to find those moments where I'm like, are you playing or are you for real? Like, I'm not sure. And so I could easily have a misperception about what he's saying to me or whatever, And so, on both ends, I get it. I get that we can be the person that may have this wrong perspective, or we can be the person that, is giving that. And so, yeah, when this whole thing about perceptions came into my heart and mind, and then eventually I started looking up definitions and realized that, oh, the real word of the day is misperception. That was pretty much where the inspiration came from. So when I looked up the definition of misperception, it says a wrong or incorrect understanding or interpretation. Whew, well, yes. So yeah, if we have a wrong or incorrect understanding or interpretation of someone or something, that can be very stifling. Like, that could be something that is, it can hinder us when it comes to growth. It can hinder us when it comes to relationships, and much, much more, right? And so, I went to the Word. That's what this whole thing is. I go to the Bible and see what the Word has to say about these different topics that come into my heart and mind. And so, here's some things I came across this morning. I came across Proverbs 18 and 2. It says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own, expressing his opinion. Ooh, I guess we started off the gate with some pulp, y'all. We started off with something we might not like. Ooh, this thing calling us a fool. Well, I mean, yeah, I know we definitely have all probably experienced this. And it could be us too. It could be us doing it, or we've experienced probably conversations like this where it's like, it's one thing to talk and share opinions and, get an understanding of where each other are coming from. But it's a totally different thing to like deal with somebody that only wants to share their opinion and then don't want to understand your opinion, And I mean, I'm just telling y'all what the Bible say about people like that. And yeah, that was one of the first verses I came with, if not the first verse that I came across this morning, when studying about misperceptions. So, ooh, we started off a little sticky, but I mean, something to keep in mind. If we don't want to be that, right? If we don't want to be a fool, then we might need to try to get an understanding, right? And everything like that. But ooh, let's keep going. Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So, I mean, yeah, I guess if we're going to be, Bible believing people, if we're going to be Christians, whatever the case is, then, this is what we need to do. How can we get understanding? We should go to the one that has all the knowledge, all the wisdom. all the understanding. We need to, trust in the Lord and not lean on our own. Because sometimes, again, we can have a personal misperception. Like if I continue to go through my marriage with my misperception of feeling like, oh, my husband is, he's joking, right? But I'm feeling like to myself that, oh, I'm taking everything he's saying seriously. Then I have a misperception that is, again, hindering and stifling our relationship and situation. So, every now and then well, I guess we always need to do this, but I need to, get that understanding from the Lord. I need to trust in the Lord and not just lean on my own understanding. And so, I hope that's a good reminder for us today. Proverbs 4 and 7. I noticed there's a lot of in Proverbs about this, but anywho, Proverbs 4 and 7. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. So yeah, I mean, if we want to get an understanding, we need to get wisdom and insight. Again, we might have a like I said, a blurry perspective of whatever the situation is. So I think it behooves us to get wisdom and whatnot. I think one of the main ways we can do that is by listening, right? Maybe even asking more questions versus getting automatically upset or coming to a rash conclusion based on our interpretation of what's going on. Like just go ahead and, get more understanding. Okay, well, hey, friend, I don't understand what you're saying here. Can you give me, a better. You can, can you help me understand what you're saying? Things like that. I mean, I know we all have been there, y'all. Again, I've been there on both ends, so no judgment. I'm just reading and I'm just saying whatever the Lord shared with me this morning. Let's keep going. So Proverbs 20 and 5, it says, the purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. So there you go. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, again, we may have in our heart and mind what we think or what we want to think that someone is saying to us. But I mean, I guess it behooves us to, again, get that deeper understanding. Like, I guess you'll really get to know, like, what's really the intentions of people's hearts as you get to know them, as you observe them, as you have these conversations and just really come to these different situations, like, seeking wisdom, it's one thing to come into a situation where you have a preconceived notion about whatever it is, but it's another thing to come into it open-minded and then receive the wisdom and whatnot as you observe that situation. So just something to think about, just something to think about, y'all. I mean, yeah, if we really want to truly find out the purpose in a man's heart or the true intentions or whatever the case is, I think some of that takes a little time. It takes a little, getting to know people or whatever the case is. So yeah, just a little something to think about. Let's get out of Proverbs for a second, y'all. We're going to 2 Timothy 2 and 7. It says, think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. So again, going back to the Lord, y'all, again, I think with time, with listening, with asking questions, all those different things can help us get an understanding and hopefully help us not make misperceptions, right? And get a wrong or incorrect understanding or interpretation of whatever our situations are. But ultimately, yeah, we can go to the Lord in prayer as well. And that it could be a very revealing thing too. Because you can go to the Lord in prayer about whatever the situation is, and then He'll reveal to you like what it is. And then you could be like, man, and that could be kind of a tough situation, because then you're like, oh, well, I thought it was this, but turns out that it's something else based on not only what the Lord has given me, but what, you receive or what He shows you afterwards about certain things, where it's like, ooh, yeah, I guess it's just using God's discernment at the end of the day. But yeah, I have one more verse that actually came into my heart and mind before I went live. So I guess this goes alongside of this just conversation here. And I thought of the quote that says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. Well, turns out this is Bible, y'all. This is some Bible. It's Proverbs 4 and 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So let us not go into situations with a wrong or incorrect understanding or interpretation. I think it's good to stay open-minded and whatever the situation is, whether it's a relationship or whether it's the, whatever it is. You'll get the with like when you take the time to like get to know people or whatever, the true intentions of the heart and all those things will be revealed. And then you can make, your judgments. And I know that's, oh, you know what I mean? Y'all know how it is about the word judgment. But I mean, you can make righteous judgments, right? When you get a clear understanding. And you know what? That's the juice, y'all. That is the juice today. There's several more verses, in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. But the Bible verse of today is Romans 8 and 31. It says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.